Hello all sentient beings and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers!
On this splendid episode of Transmissions, Magic Square Toys gives us a look at their Masterpiece Scaled Optimus Prime. X-Transbots is selling us a Masterpiece Scaled G1 Beachcomber, and we get a look at some new images of Hallmark's G1 Bumblebee Christmas Ornament for 2019. Today is Wednesday, April 10th, 2019, and this is episode 324 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that never combines packages for shipping, just like Hasbro Pulse. I'm your host Charles, aka Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, aka Yakko.
May the force be with you.
Wrong podcast. And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
I'll combine your packages, Big C. Let's talk Transformers.
Wow.
And look what I put back on the sound.
Did you guys plan that?
Nope.
All right. Well, let me calm down for a minute. I'm you know, a little excited and flustered here. But yeah, we're back. We're starting off another show. As always, we start off by thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people who give us money on Patreon and PayPal. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for supporting the show. You help make this show possible, and you keep bringing us back every week. So if you are not already a Donatrion and would like to donate to the show, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support, and that's where you can sign up. We got lots of perks, which includes getting to listen to the show live every week when we record it, getting some special shows early, Transmissions Declassified when we record it. You know, we've still got copies of that Till All Are One number one comic we got. We commissioned a couple of years ago, and you know, we do send out some swag from time to time. So lots of little perks to. All right. In addition to that, if you are not gonna sign up and be a Donatrion, and even if you are, I mean, either way, but if you just want some Transmissions merchandise, you can go to our store, transmissionspodcast.com/shop. And get some nice shirts, some other stuff with our logo on it, mugs, other stuff. Or you can just get anything from TeePublic. If you go through our link, we still get a little kickback for that. So help us out. If you were going to buy something from TeePublic already, why not use our link and just do it that way? You know, lots of ways to help out the show.
Every time you say that we get a little kickback, I'm like, we have never gotten a toy from TeePublic.
Never gets old. Never gets old. All right. That's all the advertisements. So let's get right into the show. Starting off with some toy news.
This week, I've got a couple little things, both third-party news. First up, remember that one of those Optimus Prime Masterpiece figures that Masterpiece scaled figures that was being made Magic Square? Toys was doing. They're doing a few more of them. So they're taking the mold that they designed and are throwing some different colors into it. So we're getting a white version for G1 Ultra Magnus. We're getting a black version for the evil Nemesis Prime. And we're going to get a metallic finish on the original G1 Optimus Prime. These are pretty cool. I mean, this mold is out of the two third-party Masterpiece Optimus Primes that are being done, the Magic Square one seems to be the one that's kind of taken the lead here. Obviously, when MP44 comes out, it's probably going to be surpassed. Everyone's going to be all high on the MP44. But as of right now, this Magic Square Toys Light of Freedom figure is the one to beat. And it's a nice looking figure. And if you've been if you're a collector that likes, you know, Nemesis Prime repaints or white Ultra Magnuses, then this is something you might want to get your hands on. Charles and Jeremy, this spreads it out a little bit more and allows people to kind of grab a mold that they might not have gotten before. Do either of the different color variations change your opinion of the figure?
Not really. I mean, they're all cool. It's nice to see that they're doing that extra effort for people who want them. But for me, I'm not really interested in the white Optimus Prime or the Nemesis Prime variants. The red and blue one would be enough for me. It's a good figure. I mean, it's a really good figure, really nice. I think, I mean, when we looked at it a few months ago, we commented on how well done this figure is. And I think there's I forget where the other company was. It also had a toy, and that was also really nice. Mm-hmm. The metallic finish, I think that's that's really unique. And that stands out. Maybe that would be something that's eye catching. I'd like to see it in person though. So if any of these guys show up at a TFCon, maybe I just like to look at them in person and see how they're rendered. One question though, I noticed in a couple of pictures, the regular Optimus Prime has some battle damage on it. Like there's one picture, I think it's picture 9. He has bullet holes in his chest. And then in the picture, when they have him standing side by side with the metallic one, there's like a little hole in his left abdomen there. So is there some battle damage that they haven't mentioned before?
Well, I think it's one of those pieces that are like a swap out. Because the bullet holes that you're seeing are on the windows. And then you've got one that's kind of like a kidney piece there. Mm-hmm. So I think these are ones that can be interchanged to kind of go along with the MP36 Megatron that kind of had the beaten up look. So Instead of having a full replaced chest, they kind of gave it windows that looked kind of smashed or destroyed a bit. But yeah, that's my assumption.
But yeah, I would say for the standout for me is the metallic version of these four versions here.
Cool. Now, Jeremy, you are a big fan of Nemesis Prime. Does this one here give you the same kind of feeling, or do you need the actual the shoulder pylons and stuff?
I like the, you know, when they do G1 Prime in these colors, but this one I just don't like at all.
Oh,
it's because like the non-red versions of this are using the same accessory pieces, like the waist and upper legs and the little vents on the legs are the exact same colors for both of them. So it's the exact same, you know, they didn't do anything extra there. And it's got green pieces, kind of, you know, the belt of Prime. It's green there on both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't match where he has the teal accents elsewhere. Those should really be teal. Whereas like on the regular Prime, it's a golden yellow, just like, you know, the little triangle on his wrist, and it matches, and it's supposed to match. So like even on the white one, they have the same teal on the arms, but the green on the waist. And I'm not sure what color it should be for the white Prime, but they should have made it match there too.
Mm-hmm.
And that just completely throws it off for me.
Oh.
So I'm just like, you could have just put a little bit more effort into, you know, distinguishing this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have the teal windows too, but I think the red windows look fine. It's just mainly just the green completely destroys the look of that for me.
So the colors make you despise it. That's interesting. It's
I don't despise it. I just it's immediately made it like not be something I would want to get.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Jeremy is revolted by this Nemesis Prime. It's a strange turn of events.
Sure.
I think it's okay. Personally, I agree with Charles on the metallic finish. I've never been one for the white Ultra Magnus or the black Nemesis Prime. The change up on some of the paint to make it a more of a metallic look really kind of makes it pop more for me. I would like more of what's the word, kind of more of a fuzzy blue window, something that you can't see through. Being able to see the matrix through the windshield is fairly unappealing to me. I don't necessarily like it all that much. So I'd like something that's more opaque and you know, just kind of hiding it. Maybe if they did more of a cel-shaded look on the windows. Yeah, other than that, I think it looks the red and blue Optimus looks great. The metallic version looks a little bit better. The new white and black versions, I could take them or leave them. They're not that big of a deal for me. Moving on, I do have one more quick update, because we did talk about him just after TFCon, because he was in the slides, because we saw a prototype version of him with some die-cast. So this is X-Transbot's Arcos, the Masterpiece-scale G1 Beachcomber, and it's version 2. Actually, no, this is not something we saw at from TFCon. This is a new one, because the one from TFCon was from Fans Toys. So this is a new one. X-Transbots has actually done an Arcos before. This is their version 2, and they've improved it.
Where's the die-cast in this?
Yeah. So, well, it would be painted. You might not be able to tell here. So this is their second version, or second attempt at it. They've done some improvements to kind of keep it, you know, in scale, in with the rest of the more modern stuff. And as you can see, it's got some really nice articulation. If you take a look at the pictures here, everything's going to be linked in the show notes as per usual. But I really like the accessories that it comes with. I don't remember what the original Arcos came with, or the Beachcomber, but it was this one here. You do actually get an interchangeable Golden Lagoon hand for his right hand, so you can play that out. But plus, as well with the same episode, Golden Lagoon, you've got these birds of paradise to kind of place on Beachcomber, and it really does make him look out to be the nature loving character that he was in the show. And if you're going to just have these figures on display, you can't really go better than having these little accessories for this character. Charles, what are your opinions on Beachcomber and having these fun little accessories to go along with them?
Yeah, that's a nice little touch. The birds and the Golden Lagoon hand, I think that makes this stand out. But yeah, it's a well done figure. Both the dune buggy mode and the robot mode are really nicely done. It is a little, it's a little weird to see him. He's packing that, you know, that rifle in dune buggy mode, where he's, you know, he's more, you always think of him as more the peace loving Autobot, you know, the nature loving, peace loving Autobot, but he's still packing some heat there with that that gun.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, it's a good figure. It's a nice figure. I know the tires do not look rubber, so they do look pretty rigid and plastic there. But like, just comparing it with the Blue Streak, the Masterpiece Blue Streak that they have next to it,
which also has plastic tires.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then. But yeah, it's a nice figure.
The important thing to remember, which I did forget right at the start there, is that there is another Masterpiece scale Beachcomber coming. And, you know, if you do already have the original X-Transbots Arcos, then maybe there were some things that you didn't particularly like about it. Or maybe there was something that you really liked about it, and it just needed a little bit more of, you know, X. And you look at these pictures and you say, oh, you know what? This has got it. And you know what? You'll pick it up. Or X-Transbot had their opportunity and, you know, you want to move on to somebody else. Jeremy, what are your thoughts on Beachcomber here?
I think it looks good. My only Beachcomber toy is the Power of the Primes one,
mm-hmm.
Titans Return. I can't remember which one it was. You know, that's a fun toy to fiddle with, and this one looks like it's just taken to the next level. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love the way it looks. I particularly like the scale difference with the Blue Streak. You know, he's appropriately shorter, like coming up to like mid chest on Beachcomber, but then you put them in vehicle mode and they're nearly the same size.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool how they're able to do that.
Yeah.
I like the detail work on the engine in the back. It looks, you know, really nice. He hides the robot parts well. Mm-hmm. And it looks like this will be a fun toy to play with. Mm-hmm. So, and I do also like the birds. I think that's really cool.
The one thing that I am noticing while going through the pictures here is that there's a part of this that's very accurate towards the G1 toy, and that is that it doesn't appear that the roll cage collapses at all. You're not seeing any pictures. We've got 14 pictures here, and not a single one of them shows him in robot mode from the back or a shot showing his back.
If you look at picture, I think it's the fourth picture on the top row, you can kind of see it.
You're getting a little bit of a peek through.
And some, even on that first one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. It looks like it doesn't fold down at all.
No, and it's looking like it stands out a good chunk there. That's a pretty sizable roll cage on that alt mode there. So yeah, that could be something if you're hoping that, you know, maybe this second version would collapse the roll cage or fold it into some kind of, you know, sleek backpack that would, you know, make the back of the robot mode look a little cleaner. It doesn't appear that it does. Something else to keep note of here. Obviously, if you're looking to get one of these guys, take a look at the pictures yourself and make your own judgment. But something to note there. And that's it.
Yeah, we'll say the one that is coming out that we saw at TFCon, the diecast is like particularly in the roll cage. So I'm wondering how that would also handle it.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye out for that. Now that I've seen this and I'm noting it in my head about the back being, you know, the roll cage being so large, I'm going to try to remember to look for that in the Fans Toys one as well. But that's it for me. Jeremy, what did you find this week?
I, since Yoshi's out, this has been assigned to me. I have news about the new Hallmark ornament for this year. They are sticking with the Autobots, and we are getting G1 Bumblebee. This is a very G1 looking Bumblebee, although it varies from the original toy in that you get Bumblebee's face rather than a faceplate, much like the reissued toy that just came out. But I mean, if you look at it from the back, I mean, you know, this is obviously non-transforming, but if it were, they, it's molded to match the exact same like gimmick where the arms fold in. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was funny. It's about 3.5 inches tall. It'll be a great addition to my tree. So Charles, have you been collecting these?
I have every one so far. So the only one I missed originally was Optimus Prime. That was the first one. But then last year at TFCon, DJ Ronan hooked me up with an Optimus Prime. So I now have all of them.
Awesome. So you're going to get this one too?
I am getting this one, but I do not like the cartoon head kind of plopped on to the to the toy body.
Yeah, and it does kind of, there's no neck.
Yeah. I mean, this is what I'm seeing here. It does appear to be a render, so it's not an actual picture of the physical toy, but I hope it looks better in the physical form than this render does. The render looks really bad, really out of place for the head on the body. But I'm all in for these, so I'm still picking this one up.
Daryl, do they have Hallmark stores in Canada?
They used to be a lot more prevalent. There might be a couple still around. Hallmark started shutting them down a while ago. I haven't seen one in a long time. Probably the last time I saw one was when I bought my last ornament, which was Megatron. So I have Optimus and Megatron, and that's about it.
Are you going to try to get this?
No, I am not a huge fan of Christmas.
Wow. Okay.
Scrooge.
I am the bah humbug around the house. And but what I see here in the design is basically the reissue that's been on the shelves at Walmart. So yeah, it's, they're trying to line up everything. If they wanted to change it to the, you know, the new G1 head or the old G1 head, I guess they could. I mean, it's a Christmas ornament. They've got a toy in the shell and the stores right now that has a particular head. They'll probably end up matching that.
It's just weird because all the other ones are just the G1 toy aesthetic. They're like, you know, if you look at all the ones, like they've done Optimus, they've done Megatron, they've done Starscream, they've done Soundwave, they've done Grimlock. All of them are
none of those G1 toys have ever had a significant change like this.
Yeah, that's true.
Like the original toys, like Bumblebee, the reissue does have this change.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's precedent to keep it, and there's also precedent to change it.
And there's also precedent for, or I guess there's now reason for a, you know, someone with a 3D printer to fix it. So this is going to be released for $16.99 on July 13th, 2019, and you can pre-order it now on the Hallmark website. So I'm going to be doing that because that guarantees you get it the day it comes out. I mean, they aren't going to run out. They haven't. Like, I got Grimlock well after the fact. You know, it's always good to pre-order this thing if you really want it. The last thing I have is just a notice that apparently Family Dollar is getting a lot of the Power of the Primes figures and putting them out for less expensive. Looks like deluxes are around $650, Prime Masters around $225, and they're doing a red tag clearance event that looks like there's even an additional discount. So if you have a Family Dollar near you, check it out. You might be able to pick up some cheap Power of the Prime toys. I don't know when the last time I went into a Family Dollar or even where one is near me, but I'm going to be looking.
Oh, that's a store.
Yeah, yes. It's a store.
Oh.
It's a discount store.
Gotcha.
What did you think it was, Daryl?
I don't know. Those people trying to buy your family for a dollar?
It's where you can sell them.
Oh, you sell your family for a dollar.
You know, Charles, are you going to be checking this out?
Yeah, I do. There are Family Dollar stores near me. I don't regularly shop there, but I will probably be making special stops to all the ones in my area to see what's there.
And this differs from the dollar store where things are more than a dollar, obviously. Yeah, if you see one of these, check it out and let us know if you get anything. It'd be cool to find out.
I just have Toys R Us. You're welcome.
Cut his mic.
Well, Charles, what do you have this week?
All right. Well, we have some more, some new things coming out of Takara Tomy. So they have released a new information about a new figure that's coming out. It's a Generation Select figure. So this is the Star Convoy. I think we see this at... one of the Japanese toy shows or at Toy Fair, but this is a Star Convoy, which is the figure is actually a remold of the Power of the Primes, Optimus Prime. So this is the one that had the Orion packs as the cab, and then the cab combines with the trailer to form the Optimus Prime, and they've just given it some slight retouches to make it look more like the Star Convoy, which is the convoy from MicroMasters, I think. It's from the Battlestars TV, I guess. It was in the TV magazine or manga that was in Japan. But it's the toy was part of the MicroMaster line, I believe, back in G1, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't have it.
It was listed on the wiki as a MicroMaster base.
Yeah.
So blame the wiki.
Cool.
But yeah, so this was shown at Wonder Festival 2019. So that's where we saw it. The interesting thing about this is that this figure is coming from Takara Tomy, but it is also, you can also pre-order it on Hasbro Pulse for $80. So Hasbro and Takara Tomy is working directly together. So you can get this Japanese exclusive directly from Hasbro Pulse, and we will have a link in the show notes. You can pre-order that if you are interested in this figure. So that's interesting. I don't think we really see that happen very often, that the two companies have a simultaneous release that you can get. So that's interesting. The other interesting thing is we got some teases from some silhouettes that are teasing other figures coming up. One looks like it could be a Super Megatron, which is also from this Battlestars Japanese continuity. And this Super Megatron appears to be a remold of the Titans Return Galvatron, at least, judging by the silhouette of the legs. And then another figure looks to be a silhouette of Snaptrap, the Seacon leader. So are we getting Seacon combiners now? Which would be cool. I think that's the only, or well, that and Monstructor are the only G1 combiners that were not redone in the recent generations lines. That's cool. So Daryl, what do you think of this the Star Convoy, and what do you think of the potential reveal of a Super Megatron and a Snaptrap and Seacons?
I do have the Power of the Primes leader class Prime that Star Convoy is based on, and I think when we first saw images of Star Convoy, I was pretty, interested. But now that I see the alt mode and how it's just basically the exact same, alt mode, I'm less interested. The formerly Orion Pax mode of the Star Convoy, so the inner truck mode or whatever, he does give off like a Action Master, looking side to him. Very, very just G1 Optimus Prime action mastery looking shape. But other than that, there's not a lot to him I really am getting excited about. He's a cool looking silhouette, but he doesn't really do a lot for me that's different than what I've already got, right? Mm-hmm. The transformation is going to be the same. The everything about him is going to be exactly the same. So I'm going to be probably passing on this. But the thing that I wanted to kind of that got me interested in this was that I wonder, because this is all Generation Select, and this is the line that's bringing us Stepper and the red Swoop now, or Blue Swoop. It's Blue Swoop now, right? Mm-hmm. To kind of just give us some kind of exclusively interesting stuff that we hadn't seen before. So is this, is this a potential, partnership between Hasbro and Takara Tomy Maul? And will we possibly see future Takara Tomy Maul stuff end up at Generations Select? That's an interesting kind of possibility here, because there's been some stuff that's been Takara Tomy Maul exclusives that have been a lot more expensive than regular stuff. So if we can get it here in North America, then that would be fantastic. As far as the other things go, that's definitely a Megatron. That has to be a Megatron. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were talking about it online, how it appears to be a remold of the Galvatron from I believe it was Titan's Return.
Yeah, I said that in my intro.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay. I don't listen to what you say. But that's cool.
You put me on mute when you went on mute.
I knew I hit the wrong button somewhere, but yeah. So it's a neat figure. The Galvatron is pretty cool. It's got some issues with its its clunkiness because it's trying to do three modes and it really should only be doing two. But if this Super Megatron can just pull off two really good modes, then they could probably really do a really awesome figure out of that. So we'll see when they finally release an actual image of it. If this is in fact a Snaptrap, which let's face it, it's got to be a Snaptrap. That's definitely a Snaptrap. Then, I mean, they've stated before that they'll always finish a team. So, I guess they're working on the Seacons. So that'd be kind of fun for people who like all the combiners. I think I'm tired of the combiners. You got to finish them off, I guess. You finish off all the combiners. Yeah, it's neat. It's a fun time, to be a Transformers collector because you're getting all this crazy stuff, Mm-hmm. I would have never have guessed that I'd see a Star Convoy in North America, So, yeah. I mean, this is some crazy stuff that we're seeing here.
Yeah, Daryl, I got to agree with you. I also have this the Power of the Primes Optimus, so I don't really feel the need to get the Star Convoy version. Also, the inner Prime that was formerly Orion Pax, his chest looks really weird to me. Like it's
that's the Action Master look. That's what makes it look like an Action Master.
And I posted a link in our Discord here. We'll have it in the show notes for the TFU info page on Star Convoy, the original one. And you can see how different they are. They really did just kind of put the little chest piece on and a new head. And that's pretty much what they all they did. Mm-hmm. I mean, particularly vehicle mode. The original one, you know, I've always heard it described as kind of a space truck. Mm-hmm. And the original one, if you look at it, it differs a lot from any other truck mode we've had. With the trailer, you can kind of classify this as a space truck. But this new one is just, it, like you said, it's just the toy we got.
Yep.
It's not that impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, I'm more excited about the possibility of Hasbro Pulse bringing over more of the Takara Tomy stuff. Because, I mean, there are going to be more stuff that we do want that they put out. And
yeah,
I look forward to that. I mean, it's basically kind of like what we had the possibility of getting through FunPub when they were doing exclusives and stuff. And now we can get it directly from Hasbro.
You have any interest in this, in the Super Megatron or Snaptrack, Jeremy?
I'd have to see them. I'm not, the C-Cons I'm not really interested in, but Super Megatron I'd have to see. I mean, because if they just take the existing one and slap a few things on it like they did with this, then not really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the only thing that really does interest me about the Star Convoy is looks like the Matrix can, like with the little new smaller attachment pegs that they have, it looks like the Matrix can attach in the middle of his gun. Mm-hmm. I just think that looks kind of cool. But yeah, I mean, I'd have to see exactly what they did, and it'd have to differ from the regular Megatron significantly.
All right. Well, that's my toy topic, and that'll do it for the toy section. So let's move on to some trips to the store. This is where we show off the cool Transformers stuff we got this week. We do this as a video so you can see everything we got on YouTube in beautiful high definition. But we will also put all the audio right here in the show so you can continue to listen to us describe our purchases in loving detail. So without further ado, trips to the store. So let's talk about all the cool stuff we got this week. Started off with Jeremy. What did you pick up?
I picked up via a nice Amazon delivery person, Bumblebee, the movie on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital. This is fantastic. I love it. I redeemed my digital copy on iTunes, who upscaled it to 4K, which looks great on my TV. It also comes with this piece of crap junk comic book. I would not recommend this comic book on anybody. This is not an IDW publication, and you can tell. Just the way that the characters are written, particularly Soundwave, which you can see on the cover, does not resemble any Soundwave we have seen before, ever, in how he talks. Just skip it. The motion comic has decent voice acting and stuff, but it's the same script. But the movie itself, fantastic. The extras are great. I particularly liked the, there were kind of some bloopers with John Cena. They were very funny.
Bloopers.
Bloopers with John Cena.
He couldn't even do bloopers right.
It's WrestleMania night, so I have to make a John Cena reference. It was just funny how, you know, he would just, you know, he was like talking to like a tennis ball or something, and just kind of when he realized that something happened, he would just kind of keep going talking to Bumblebee or, you know, whatever. There was like that war room scene, but they were funny. So I have that. And then I'm just going to mention that as this episode goes live, I will be at Star Wars Celebration. I have my passes. So if anyone's going to be at Star Wars Celebration, hit me up on Twitter. Be glad to meet up with you. And I will be like hanging out with some of the people from the Cantina cast throughout the week. So that'll be fun. That is it for me.
All right. The postcard wars continue. I got this one, kickback, appropriate.
So you did get a kickback.
I did get a kickback. Not from TeePublic, but I did get a kickback. This is from Jimmers. It says, Charles, as someone in the music industry with a lot of money, I can't find the donator button. Love and kisses, Jimmers. Then I got Trypticon. I think this is from Star Trek versus Transformers.
Josh Bertram.
Oh yeah,
you yeah. See,
yeah.
So this is a Josh Bertram postcard. It says, "Hey Charles, where's your donator button? Love Josh." And it's clearly Josh's signature too. Thanks, Josh. I feel like you guys are getting worse here because the button is to donate. So you don't even know the difference between a noun and a verb now. It's you donate to the show. You don't donator to the show. Come on.
So
there's no donator button. It's a donate button.
They're just trying to noun the verb.
Exactly. It's a donate button. It's never going to be a donator button. Even if you think donator is a word, it's never going to be a donator button. So, you know, Yoshi, I hate you. In conclusion, Yoshi, I hate you.
Daryl, we just need to clip that whole section out there and just save it.
I did get some actual Transformers this week. So Hasbro Pulse came through. I got Laserbeak and Ravage. And you see they're not in the package because I took them out and played with them.
What?
Here they are.
When did you get those? Because I have those pre-ordered too. When did you get those?
They came Friday. So just a couple days ago. I got the notification that they were shipped on Monday, and then they came Friday.
I have not had any word.
So here they are. These are cool. I like them a lot. Laserbeak has the traditional transformation to complex. There he is. He's you know.
You mean traditional as in attach weapons after the fact?
No, I mean as the wings fold up into the tape mode. Sorry,
he even flies.
And they also have a peg that comes out, so you can actually attach them to the shoulders of Soundwave as like. I guess armor for his shoulder or shoulder pads rather than, I don't know why you just, they don't, in the instructions, they don't show you like putting the tapes in Soundwave's chest. You attach them to his arms for some reason as armor.
Could he I not guess. Attach mm-hmm. to the shoulders or the arms as in a bird mode?
No, they don't show it in the instructions. So I guess they can't do
this
it.
This is impossible. It's not in the clearly. Instructions. I'm an engineer. I can't do anything if it's not in the instructions.
Exactly.
Do you have Soundwave or are you planning on getting him?
I am planning on getting him. I have not. I did not pre-order him and I have not seen him in the store yet. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know how many cassettes the new Soundwave can hold at one time. But, yeah, this guy is cool.
I just checked my order and it's still unfulfilled.
Hmm. And you sit here unfulfilled.
I do.
The Ravage is really interesting because he does not, like, you know, the traditional Ravage is the, you know, the tape mode just folds out into the Jaguar mode. But his arms and legs actually, like, fold up in the perpendicular way to form the tape. Mm. So it's
not like a 2D figure.
Right. It really does. It is really kind of chunky. As a 3D Jaguar here. His legs are a little tiny, but... And he even has little tiny missiles on his hind legs there to, you know, call back to his G1 figure.
So you can't attach weapons to him.
No weapons, yeah. But these are cool. These are nice little updates to Ravage and Laserbeak. And, yeah, of course, this is the... homage to the first episode of the G1 cartoon series. So this is Cybertronian Laserbeak. That's just a cool idea there. So yeah, that's what I got this week. Over to you, Daryl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I showed you guys each piece separately through the last couple shows, and I spent the week or a couple days putting them together. And if you saw my Twitter, you'll see that... I did put a bunch of stuff on Twitter about the construction of them, but this is Jetwing Optimus from kind of, I guess, after talking with Eric Crownover, from Revenge of the Fallen, although he uses movie one Optimus. But yeah, he's good. He looks good. He's small for what I thought he was going to be. This thing here in Canada costs $100, and for $100 worth of plastic, it doesn't feel like it's worth it. So it's still a really cool toy. It looks good, but there's some things that just that would be better if they were, you know, if there was like a peg instead of I don't know how to describe the type of connection, but it's like you're just putting two pieces like that. It's like a friction joint, and they just kind of rotate on that. They fall off real easy. So it looks really good. There is a gun that you can make up from the rest of Jetfire here. And there's supposed to be a barrel that goes into the front of them here, made up of pieces that you take off of the wings. Mine didn't have them, neither one of them. So it seems like it was something forgotten at the factory, because mine was sealed. So
you should try contacting Hasbro.
That'll be helpful.
No, I mean, just see. I've heard people get replacement parts and stuff.
Excuse me, Hasbro. Will you send something to Canada? Oh, it'll cost you me $60? Thank you. So I picked that up. I don't really care about the gun. It's a big gun anyway, and it weighs them down. Because, that's huge, right? That's a huge gun. But I did pick up something this week that I'm pretty excited to mess around with. It's non-transforming, but it's also non-assembled. I got the Farai model IDW Optimus Prime.
Very cool. Yeah. Nice.
So I'm gonna put this thing together. I was telling my daughter that we can put this thing together. We'll have some fun with it. And I don't believe it takes any glue, so that's even better. So she doesn't I don't have to worry about her getting high putting this thing together. But it's kind of fun. It looks good. There's some really really good pictures of the possible articulation on the back.
I can't remember. Is this painted or not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know whether it's painted with a color. It is colored.
I mean, the plastic is red, obviously, yeah. But the details.
Yeah, you can see it in there. There's the pieces of the sprues. So, yeah. So I'm looking forward to doing this. And obviously, I'll take some pictures and put them up on Twitter and stuff when I'm done with that. But, this was really cool. I'm looking, if it comes out really nice and it wasn't too, like, frustrating, then I'll look at getting Megatron. But that's it. That's all I got.
Well, I guess that'll do it for this episode of Trips to the Store. All right, we're back from our trips to the store, so let's finish up the show with some feedback. All right, so we got a message on Twitter from friend of the show and Donatrion Robin from the UK. And he has a question. He's got a birthday coming up, and his wife has given him carte blanche to ask for a present for his birthday. So Robin says, "Guys, I'm looking for some birthday present advice, trying to decide what I want from the wife, and it's largely between the following. Could I have each of your thoughts?" And, here we go. So the choices he's narrowed it down to, first he's got the G-Shock Transformers watch, and this is 300 pounds apparently from where he's getting it from, so that's a bit high, but that's one of the choices. Next is the Mastermind Creations Demonicus Prominion set. I think this is a Nova Prime, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the black version. It's the Nemesis version of, yeah.
Okay. But he's concerned because this is from China and he doesn't like getting the import charges. And that has ruined purchases for him in the past. Next is the Mastermind Creations Ocular Max Magna Inverta. So this is the giant Skylinks set. He has slight concerns about how it will scale. And heard people have had issues with the neck not holding the head up. So we'll see about that. Next is a Mastermind Creations Deathsaurus. He's been interested since it was first announced. But this is still, we still only have the prototype pictures. And it might be late, so he might not be getting it for a while, even if he wants this for his birthday present. And then he had a, later on in the week, he had another entry. He saw the big powered, the Takara Tomy big powered set that we talked about last week. So that's another one that he's putting on the list. So his birthday is coming up at the end of April, but you know, he says some of them might take a long time to arrive. So of these choices, you know, he's asking our opinion. So Daryl, I'm gonna give this to you first. Do you have a top one of the out of these picks that he's presented here?
Well, at the bottom here, he's asked for the opinion of some other person. I don't know whether do we need to get that other person in here? Should we save this until that person can be here? I can see if I can get them.
I'd really like your opinion, Daryl, because I think your opinion sounds nicer.
Oh, it sounds better. Oh, I can see. Well, if it was just me, I'd probably go for the Skylynx. I think the Skylynx looks a lot better. I haven't heard that many people complaining about the Mastermind Creation Skylynx. It's it's a really cool figure. It's massive, so it's going to be fun. Just in the sheer size of it, you're going to get it, and you're going to feel like the money you spent is worth it just on the sheer size of it. Yeah, I think the other ones are all great picks. Personally, I think if I were to skip one of them, I'd probably skip the G-Shock one. I mean, that looks fun, but then I'd want to watch for it as well. So then I you know, it's a rabbit hole, you know, something like that. It's kind of gimmicky, but I think if you ask Russian Yoshi, he's the one that you wanted the opinion of. So I think if your wife has given you permission to get whatever you want, then you always must go for threesome.
Oh.
She's given you first pick. You get her friend, her sister.
Oh God. Oh.
And you have a good time. It's your birthday. Oh. You get what you want. It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Daryl, get Russian Yoshi off your mic.
I can't argue with that. That'd be a fun time. What about you, Charles? What would you recommend to Robin here?
I got a Nick's the threesome with your sister-in-law. No X, big X. No.
Hey, it's you want to please the wife too. You whatever she's into, you know.
Anyway, pulling it back to Transformers, I would probably say the invert to the Skylynx. That's probably the one for me. That's the one I would be most interested in. I never had a Skylynx as a kid. That figure does look really nice. It looks very much like an homage to the G1 figure, and it's an all around great figure. Probably a runner up for me might be the big powered. With the Diatlas figure there, even though they are all repaints. And I would agree with you, Daryl, that the G-Shock watch would be at the bottom. Mm-hmm. I mean, not just because it's the watch gimmick is cool, but for 300 pounds, that's just, I mean, like my smartwatch costs $300.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, more than that. So, and my smartwatch actually does stuff. It's not just, you know, I mean, I think the G-Shock watch, it's just a watch. I mean, it turns into Optimus Prime, but it's just a watch. So, yeah, that seems pretty high for that. But, yeah, so I would say the Inverta would be the best purchase here. So, Jeremy, what would your pick be?
I really like the look of that Deathsaurus.
Yes, but it's hard to say no to threesome.
I'm just completely ignoring that. I just, you know, the uncertainties about that figure since it's, you know, it's not even coming out yet. So if you wanted to get something that, you know, has had good reviews and stuff, I agree that Magnum Inverta set you're getting a threesome there. You got two figures. And...
Yes, we got Jeremy to admit he likes threesomes in.
So, yeah, that's what I would go with. And the watch, I think it's a fun gimmick, but, I mean, you're not going to wear that out. Why would you risk damaging something that is going to cost more than the typical watch that you just wear around?
All right. Well, there you have it, Robin. I hope our answers were satisfactory or helped you make the decision. I think... We're all pulling for the Skylynx, the Inverta, the Mastermind Creations Inverta. So Russian Yoshi's pulling for a threesome, but I think you can safely discount his opinion.
I wouldn't. He's a smart man.
Oh, I think is it Inventa? I think we've been saying Inverta the whole time. It's Inventa.
I haven't been saying anything. It's all on you.
I'm just going by how it's written in the doc.
Yeah, well, he wrote the message. He wrote Inverta, but now I see on the
I don't know, on the link, it's
Inventa. Magna Inventa.
Hmm. Yeah, I go by with whatever the doctor put in the
That's
doc.
That's right.
I copied it from his message. It's his message, not my message. Inventa, Magna Inventa, Skylynx. It's G1 Skylynx, Mastermind Creation.
You know
Skylynx.
This is really why people listen, mm-hmm. right?
We see how much how frustrated we can get Charles by the end of the night.
All right. We have one more piece of feedback from Discord. This is from Dinobot Maximize. And he asks, do you guys think there would be any interest in figures made similar to his example of a Power Ranger, which would be a Transformers human character, so similar to the Power Ranger action figure? Where he uses the, I guess this is the Gold Ranger as example.
White.
Okay.
Says right there.
All right. Sure, whatever. He says he's like Spike as he looks in the cartoon or comic. Personally, I would love to see Spike done this way, seeing him done before he becomes a headmaster, as a headmaster, and as Circuit Smasher. Or would you rather see them bigger with a slightly higher price point, worth more, with more detail and accessories? And also, just continuing in that discussion, one of our other listeners and Donatrions, Periton, responded. They did a kicker for Energon, for Transformers Energon, but he was not very popular. And there was a picture of Periton put a picture of the kicker figure in there. For me, for my opinion, I am not interested in human action figures for the Transformers line, and especially not ones that are as big as the Transformers themselves in the action figure. I do remember it. Didn't Funpub did a Marissa Fairborn figure with Afterburner as her like motorcycle?
That was a non-transforming Afterburner, though.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I mean that I remember not being too interested in that at the time anyway. And yeah, I have no interest in human figures. Daryl, what about you?
Well, the one that he's put in here as an example is a SH Figuarts figure. And they are, I think they're around, I want to say 6-inch. I don't own any, so I don't know the exact scale. Mm-hmm. So... Mm-hmm. That particular scale is way off for Transformers. If you make them smaller, then you've made G.I. Joes. And we know how popular those are. So human figures for the Transformers line, they don't work. You might be able to make a one-off set, but to continuously put them out, The appeal is transforming the different characters into, you know, their different incarnations. You can maybe put out the figure once, and then you're going to be done with it. You know, there was that static figure that was put out of the main cast for animated. Mind you, they were not great quality, but they were static. And they would just kind of, they would stand in and they would be pretty close to scale for your animated, collection. They were giving them away at one TFCon, so yep. They were not great. But, I don't know. I don't think human figures just don't do well. And then you'd have to do scale. You know, at least try to get scale, you know, somewhat close. The only thing that I could think of that would even be close would be G.I. Joe. And that is really dead right now. So,
yeah, I think the best thing that they can do is just like what they've been doing with the Titan Masters. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, the perfect gimmick for bringing, you know, if you want to have a character that can like ride in the seat, there you go.
Yeah.
Anything else? I mean, make it a Hasbro Toys or a Hasbro Toy Shop, a Hasbro Pulse, you know, exclusive mm-hmm. figure.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, make it a small run and see how it works yeah. there.
Like if G.I. Joe was still a, you know, an actual line that, you know, was sold in stores and, you know, popular and, you know, valid, maybe once a year or once a line, you would do a single pack of, you know, a human character from Transformers in there, right? Just mm-hmm. on the 3¾-inch scale. And if the G.I. Joe people don't care about it, fine, they can leave it on the shelf. But it's collectible to them because it's single pack for them. But it's also a chase figure for Transformers fans because, you know, they want, you know, they may want it for their collection. So, you know, you make something kind of collectible in the G.I. Joe era or in the G.I. Joe side, but you also make it so that it's also cross over to the Transformers side. I don't know. It's just there's really nothing else small enough. I mean,
Yeah, this is a good idea that Sergio put in the chat, voice actor figures. So, you know, make a little figure that can fit in Optimus Prime's cab that looks like Peter Cullen. That, you know, just something simple like that, I think would be a fun.
Yeah, but
gimmick.
Which Optimus Prime cab?
Well, I mean, like the new Masterpiece one, probably, since it looks like the animation version.
Okay.
Or I don't know. I mean, just whatever you do, it's just. I think having a related figure that looks like the voice actors, mm-hmm. especially the, you know, the G1 voice actors.
I think if they wanted to do them, they'd be done already.
Yeah. I mean, to date, Sergeant Slaughter is the only voice actor that has his own figure. Mm-hmm. And that's G.I. Joe.
I mean, we do get the tiny figures as accessories for the Masterpiece figures occasionally. I think that's the best we're going to get, really. Mm-hmm. Although I wish Takara Tomy would put faces on their figures. They're like, all their figures are just kind of blank.
Bad. You know?
No detail on their faces at all. All right. Well, that's all the feedback for this week. So that'll do it for this episode of Transmissions. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.